The North Bay Battalion is hoping to build off an exciting 4-3 overtime comeback win over the Niagara Ice Dogs as they take on their northern rivals the Sioux Greyhounds on Thursday night. The time for an energizing win was key as they head into the final one-third of the 68-game Ontario Hockey League schedule. Their next test, former North Bay Centennial player and former Battalion assistant coach John Dean leads the Hounds onto Memorial Garden ice tonight. "We know each other really well in terms of how you want our teams to play, so that goes into it a little bit," Olayan said of going up against Dean. "He's going to have them jumping and coming out hard. He always does in this building. He's obviously a former Centennial as well and has family and friends in this area, so I would expect them to be ready for him." North Bay has a one-loss extended record of 1-8-2-5-3 for 39 points, 5th in the Central Division and 9th in the Eastern Conference, 1 point behind the East Division's Ottawa 67s. The Battalion has 3 games in hand on Ottawa. The Battalion Hounds tilt is the first of 3 games in as many nights against the bottom 3 teams in the Western Conference. Sioux, 0-3-1 in its last 4 games, is 1-9-2-7-2 for 40 points, 5th in the West Division, 8th in the Conference and occupying its last postseason berth. The Troops visit the Guelph Storm on Friday night and Scott Ray's Owen Sound attack on Saturday night to complete weekend play. Guelph, with 35 points, and Owen Sound, with 38, are 10th and 9th respectively in their conference. "Typically, I like talking about just the next game, but the common thread for this one here is everybody's in the same type of scenario," Battalion coach Ryan Olayan said Wednesday. "Guys are desperate, fighting for points. We're in that scenario. It's the way it is, and it's kind of the chunk of games that we've got coming up here in the next few weeks and, to boot, a ton of hockey. So we're going to have to really play our best hockey right here and starting Thursday night." Life lessons through hockey. The North Bay Battalion, along with many members of its fanbase, have been moved by the inspirational dressing room visit by a terminally ill Battalion fan on Sunday prior to their contest against the Niagara Ice Dogs. See related. Cheering for his team one last time. Battalion superfan Darren Sims was recently admitted into the Nipissing Serenity Hospice, and that organization, along with the Community Paramedicine Program and the North Bay Battalion, joined forces to create a special memory for him at Memorial Gardens one last time. He was taken by stretcher into the North Bay Battalion dressing where he read off the ceremonial starting lineup prior to puck drop. Olayan believes it was an experience many of the players will never forget. "We take it for granted sometimes about what we get to do on a daily basis, how lucky we are, and it usually starts with our health," said Olayan candidly. "We get to deal with elite athletes at their age, their sport. These guys are elite over here, and that comes with being blessed in their lives for a lot of different reasons. So, I think it's a moment to kind of take some time, realize how fortunate we are, and then be able to give back to a massive hockey fan. I remember Darren being around this rink a lot. I've had many conversations with Darren over the years, and it hit home. I think just the way it shook down, his favorite player Mikey McKiver and going to shootout and Mikey being the hero of that. We talk about karma in our room, a lot, and when I think you can give back and recognize those moments, you can kind of build some real positive karma amongst your group, and I think that was an ultimate team builder in a karma sense." The Sioux game features CMHA talk today.